Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me, Sarah, together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit. And we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional, and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work, and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast episode with Mark and Simba. And, Simba, how are you doing, body master?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good today. Feeling good, relaxed, and looking forward to this conversation. It's going to be fun to share and get into all the connection between the different components that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we're talking about business mastery and how it's connected to everything else that we do, like the somatic work, the nervous system work, the belief systems, the manifestation, the energetics. Why is all that important? And Mark is here representing the self-mastery department at Living with the Spirit.
Well, we decided that there's different levels of mastery, right? There's the self-mastery and the body mastery and the business mastery. So a lot of masters meeting together today.
All right. So we're going to talk about the business mastery and the business energetics. And there's one statement that we have a couple of statements that we're going to discuss, and then the conversation is probably going to go a little bit all over the place. But this topic, I mean, it's my topic, but a week ago, I had a deep somatic release session with the both of you. That is a deep TRE, tension and trauma release exercises, the tremoring mechanism that regulates the nervous system. And when I do a session with the both of you, I receive physical interventions to open up the body. And that, and because I do this with you guys every week, my own personal development is kind of propelling every week. It's like I open up to new heights, and I can see and feel that my focus, because what I work with is to be in my energetic zone of genius as much of my time as possible, because that's when I'm in my creative state, and that's when my business side of things are really flourishing. It's like I'm intuitive, I'm creative, I'm in the flow, things are easy. I just get so many things done, and I'm really in my zone of genius. And these sessions really helps. And then after the last session, we said, like, okay, let's really start to discuss this. How does this work? Why and how is this connected to business mastery? So if we dive right into it, what would you say initially, like on a higher level, Simba, from a body perspective, how would you say that the somatic work and the nervous system work is directly correlated with business mastery and succeeding in your business as an entrepreneur?
Well, basically, it's like a pair of glasses, right? If you have a pair of glasses that have a certain color, whatever you look at will be affected by that color. Your nervous system, your body, and the ability to feel safe, to take risks, to explore. That's the baseline within you. So you take that ability, or you take that body, you take that nervous system into different spheres, into relationships, into business, into, you know, creating structures in social settings. So basically you bring yourself into all these different arenas in life. And the better you can master your body and your emotions and your nervous system, the calmer you are and more sustainable decisions you can make and take for yourself and for your employees and for your businesses. So you gain an ability to hold more capacity, right? That you can not necessarily control, but you can manage more people, you can manage more events and tasks, and you feel safer within yourself, which allows other people to feel safe around you as well. So a lot of it has to do with safety. A lot of it has to do with the ability to see beyond fear and scarcity and past experiences and be able to look at something, because maybe a new idea comes up like no one has heard of, you know, before smartphones were invented. Like, why do you need a smartphone? That's the craziest thing ever. Now everyone is using it. So to be grounded and connected enough to also be innovative, that you can see what might come ahead, you can see trends, but that you can also manage your day-to-day operations and feel safe and comfortable within yourself. So you're not always, oh my God, I need to make more money, I need to do this. Okay, relax, it will come in. I will have strategies in order to make revenue, to expand my business. But the way you manage yourself is really the core, the foundation for it. The way you manage yourself is the way you're going to be managing your business, your relationships, the way you raise your child, the way you sustain relationships with other people, because you are the common denominator that is included in all of these different areas.
I mean, it's like having a captain of the ship. If you're the business owner, if you're the CEO, if you're the leader, and I mean, who do you want as captain of your ship? Do you want the calm and grounded and level-headed person that is not afraid of the storm and knows how? I mean, there's like, you need to have skills. You need to have the skills to run the business, of course, but it's like you also have to because being a leader, I love this. I don't remember who said it, but someone said, like, you have to remember, like, leaders are going to lead. They don't follow. And that means that you are in the front. You are the captain. You're navigating the ship into the unknown, and you have the responsibility for yourself and for your family and for, you know, everyone who is involved. And having the captain of that ship being, you know, not afraid of the dark, not afraid of the rain. And as Simba said, like, not making decisions based out of past experiences or fears. And these fears comes from imprints. It comes from previous experiences that we store in the nervous system and we store in the tissues of the body. And it also is stored and presents itself as belief systems. So if the captain of the ship always, you know, ruin the ship at a certain place, at a certain turn, you know, then, I mean, these are the belief system and the visionary things that you work with pro athletes as well. So it's like every time you're in a high level performance job or situation, you want to be able to have direct connection to the body and to your instincts and your intuition. And you don't want them to be interfered with fear from the past or belief systems or negative thinking or like doubting and like, okay, we're going to do this. I'm going to launch this product. And then all this doubt comes in and like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm this or that. You know, like all of these negative imprints or influences that can come from any kind of direction, all of that is movable parts. So you can move with that, you can work with that, and you can let go of that so that you become this steady captain because we communicate through the nervous system without words. So it's like if the captain or the leader is grounded and calm and just knows everything's going to be fine, then that will also be the same atmosphere and energy that you spread to whoever is around you. What's your thoughts on this, Mark?
Well, Simba mentioned the smartphone, and it made me immediately think of Steve Jobs. And, you know, Apple is one of the most successful companies on the planet. But Steve Jobs attributes his success to his ability to be calm and relaxed. And the way that his creative genius works is that it comes through meditation. So he meditates, or he did meditate every day. And every time he would hire a new executive level person in his staff, he would have them read the autobiography of Yogananda and begin a meditation practice. And so it's through that meditation that he was able to have a relaxed and calm body, which allowed him to be creative and innovative and lead to a very successful company. So, I mean, there's a real life example right there of the, you know, the power of the relaxed body and the calmness leads to these higher levels of awareness and creativity in the business.
Yeah, I really like that, because what I noticed is that a couple of years ago, we decided to really get into this and get our hands dirty and really start to experiment and invest and, you know, learn about how to structure the business so that we could have a more balanced way of working, because we were working so much. It's like we work too much and we could hold less. So now we're switching it, like work less and hold more. But what happened was that we freed up so much time. So I completely changed the way that I work and how I show up. And the result of that is that I have more time for that space, that spaciousness, that quiet space, you know, that the meditation space that Steve Jobs talk about. And I do the same thing. I mean, I've talked about it in my social media and such, that I have to create that space where I can arrive in my creative zone of genius. So it's like, I love that you said that it's 80% energetics and 20% what we actually do. But I mean, those 20%, they create so much space for these 80%. So it's like you have to have the feminine and the masculine. You have to have the structure and the flow, the structure and the genius. So when you implement those 20% of structures, you free up the 80% of energetics. And then this is where everything happens. This is where the genius is created. Because if we can be in our power, in our mastery, and access that full expression of who we are, and that's also with the messaging that we talk about, like the bird of a feather flock together, like when you activate your voice and your frequency, it's like your energy will travel on your voice, and your nervous system will communicate with the ones who are waiting for you, for your message. And that's where we go from marketing to messaging to really change the belief system of that we're not trying to chase people down. We allow them to come to us because they are already looking for us. So it's a much more harmonious way of working, and tying it together is the nervous system and the somatics, because that's how we communicate with each other energetically. So when we create that, when we implement the structures that opens up our world, then we can really start to make shifts in the energetics. And that's when you see that things start to take off.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And something that I usually tell people, we have a saying, conscious leader, and that's something that we talk about a lot. And conscious leader isn't necessarily about being a boss. It isn't about you leading people. And I like what you said, leaders lead. It doesn't mean that you go in and dictate what someone else is going to do. Maybe you get to that position, but most leaders, they don't choose to be leaders. They are called. And how do you become a leader? Well, you start with self-mastery. You start with your own example. You become the best version of yourself. And that is usually the person that starts to do something ahead of everyone else. I don't remember if Steve Jobs wanted a big company and all of these things. What I remembered a lot of this innovative people was that they just wanted to do what they wanted to do good. And they really went out for it. And they did everything. Okay, I need to go to India. I need to meditate. I need to figure myself out. I need to do all of this journey to figure myself out so I can be the best at this field, this topic, this area, this service, whatever it is, this practice. And that's kind of how I've been looking at it for myself when I started martial arts. I didn't want to teach at all. I just loved to practice. It was so fun. I went to all kinds of classes. And after a while, they said, okay, you're the most qualified. Now you have to teach. And I was like, no, I don't want to. I want to practice. I want to learn. I want to be a student. And I think that is many times what happens when I look at a lot of clients around. They might be the first person in their family, in their community. They're super driven. They're super motivated. So conscious leaders basically lead by the example of being who you are. And then people usually want to follow. Maybe you start a business. Maybe you start to help other people in that sense. So that's really what I look at when it comes to conscious leader. And how that ties into business. Well, I used to work with sports before with athletes. And many times I could see that an athlete would do great in training. Well, they'd be like amazing. They have great results. And you're like, wow, this person is destined for greatness. And as soon as they stepped out in the arena, someone says a commentary, someone looks at you in a certain way. There's so many unknown factors that you're not aware of that shows up. So I think a lot of the times the work you do in silence will also help you when you come out to, you know, social media, when you open yourself up potentially for criticism. How can I stay true to my message? How can I stay true to my path? How can I honor my nervous system and trust I'm going to lead because I'm going to go there. I'm not going to sway away just because someone has an opinion. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. And I think that's really the conviction. If you look at the question you asked me initially with nervous system and success, you're really devoted to that practice and you have the tools and resources to continue be that leader by honoring yourself to okay, I'm going to go in this direction. This is my purpose. This is my direction. And I'm going to go towards this purpose.
I mean, being a leader is the ability to walk into the unknown. The more successful you become, the more pressure it is, manifestation is something that is happening 24/7. I mean, we've spoken about this a million times now. And your ability to have what you have and to hold what you have and to hold more than that you have, that means that if manifestation is something that's going on 24/7, then the what you have is a result of who you are. So if you're going to have more, it's going to be a result of you being more and being able to hold more and navigate more. And the nervous system is what dictates that. It's our ability to, because that's why I use my entrepreneurship as a mirror for my personal growth, because everything that I do in my entrepreneurship, and especially when I launch my own brand, I need to be visible. I need to find my full expression. What stands in my way of speaking my truth? Am I people pleasing? Am I afraid of what people are going to think of me? It's like all of those things plays a role and plays a different part in my result, because who I am is... it's just a reflection. My business is just a reflection of who I am. And so the state of my current life and the current success of my business is a result of who I am and my ability to lead this ship and to navigate. And I mean, I think it was yesterday I heard someone say that ascension is the ability to move through fear. So success is something, so becoming successful, it's a becoming. It's not something that you are. It's like self-made. You made something. You created something. So manifestation is who do you believe that you are? Who do you believe that, how do you believe that the world works? Is it working in your favor or is it against you? It's like, what's my self-worth? All of these things are so deeply interconnected with how we show up and our ability to hold. And I mean, being an entrepreneur, you have to be able to hold the void. You know, that there's things happening, there's storm, there's sunshine, there's rain, there's troubles, there's teams, there's all of these things. And being able to navigate that and hold that from a grounded space is going to do the whole difference. And I mean, we haven't even started talking about money and money frequency. And it's all connected to who you believe that you are and your self-worth and your ability to receive and your ability to get paid. I mean, there's so many different aspects of it, and it's so interesting how everything's connected. So how do you see the connection between business success and self-mastery, Mark?
Well, if we go back to the 80-20 rule that you mentioned, if 80% of what we're doing is really the energetics, then the energetics they're coming from you. They're coming from your personal state, from your level of grounding in your nervous system, to your capacity to hold your emotions, to your capacity to deal with the things that are going on around you in a grounded state. And for me personally, it's really kind of an opposite of the way that I used to work. And I've started several businesses, and before, 80% of my work was on the structure of the business. You know, getting the website ready, getting all of the content, getting the materials ready, the physical, the office, you know, business cards, all of those things, and forgetting the energetic aspect of it. And so now working basically the opposite way, spending 80% of my time on the energetics, it's like my business is launching before I even have a website or an offer or a product that's available to the public. So it's a very, very different space. And also, I'm way more relaxed and grounded in my body while doing it. So I'm not feeling stressed out or feeling like I'm under pressure or that I'm up against a deadline or up against a long list of things to check off of my to-do list. So it's just a very open and precious way to conduct yourself.
And that's where it comes when you have the structures in order, then it gives so much space to actually execute what you're supposed to execute. And then you have time and space to either, you know, so what we do is that we are reinvesting all of our resources in ourselves. So, I mean, it's all up to each and every single person, how much of their time and resources and money and all of these things that you can invest, but we choose to reinvest everything. And then things also start to multiply. But it's like what the traditional way of marketing and corporations, it's like you to have more, you got to do more. It's like the more you put in, the earlier you can get up and the more effective you can be. And if you can work, you know, 16 hours, 20 hours, sleep at the office, you know, maximize your productivity. I mean, to be honest, I don't know if anyone is gonna say that I'm wrong when I'm, if we just look at corporate, I was about to say corporate America, but it's like the corporate world. If like, do we feel like people are doing good? You know, like if we're bringing out our score sheets, like, okay, guys, is this working? Like, how are the people doing? Like, yeah, they're falling. You know, I mean, the amount of stress that people, I mean, I feel that we can honestly, you know, unite around the fact that people are not doing well with the amount of time that they work. I think that that's super unhealthy. And that's why there's so much freedom in the entrepreneurship. I mean, I talk to some of my energetic teachers and they say that entrepreneurship is going to be the future of freedom, that so many people are going to become coaches and trainers, and because there's so much, there's so many people that needs help, because the whole world is, it's, we're coming to a tipping point where we have to, that we're going to go to, fortunately, to better times. But there's a lot of people waking up to the fact that they're not doing very well and realizing that there's a lot of things that they can do about it, because what we're teaching is starting to become mainstream. And the coaching industry is just absolutely booming. And people are, I mean, most people are going to have someone that they consume information from in some shape or form to do better. So it's like the entrepreneurial way is going to be a way out for a lot of people. And that's why we choose to start the academy, so we can really train people in how to not only become professional providers, but also great business people, because it's all connected. And from that energy, you work through yourself, because you kind of have to become successful. So you're putting yourself in a position where your inner work is going to be the parameter where you measure your success.
For sure. And I think there's a lot of misunderstandings too, you know. You get more results for the effort that you put in, but it doesn't mean more. Like the saying, more is not better, better is better.
Yeah.
Like, if I come back to martial arts, which is my background, when a beginner comes in any martial arts, they use all kind of force, and you push and you scream and you're like, ah. And the masters and the black belts, they just, you know, they seem invincible. But it's just because they know exactly how much energy to use to get the right results.
Yeah.
And when we really look at the self-mastery and business mastery and body mastery, it's about focusing on the right things, you know. Better is better. More is not better. So when I look at it, it really has to do with, sure, if you put in a lot of effort, you get results. But what kind of effort is it that you're putting in? If you're burning yourself out, it's not sustainable. Your mind is not 100% focused. You start to make mistakes. Maybe you take on more than you're able to handle. And then we come back to the body and the nervous system. But when you feel grounded and connected, and you have a strong practice, you can hold a lot more space, because you have the resources and practices, the framework that supports a busy, hectic lifestyle. But if you start, like Mark said, and like get the business cards, get all of this going, you're expanding beyond your capacity, and you're kind of just hoping for the success to come to you. You're just pushing. What usually happens is you wind up hitting a wall in some kind, financially, emotionally, physically, because you're not primed for that, right? You need to prime yourself for a success like that. You need to prepare your nervous system. Everyone's saying, oh, I want more money. I want the success. I want everything to be great. Okay, here it is. I guarantee you, most people will freak out if they just get successful overnight, because you're not prepared for it. You're not prepared to handle it. Oh, I'm not worthy of this. Maybe I will lose this money. Maybe they don't. You have to prepare yourself for it as well. And that's what you do with energetics. And that's really what you do with the nervous system work. You're priming yourself so you can receive, so you can be in that space and hold this vast vision capacity for yourself and eventually for others. And I think really that is kind of a misconception that has happened, that you have to push more and more. And it's a bit of a mechanical approach that, you know, might have worked in the past. I have 200 rocks, so I'm going to get it up a hill. Okay, it's not so much energetics. I need to kind of get them up the hill. But it looks very different today. It's a digital world. You know, the last couple of years, people recognized working from home is actually quite nice. I can actually spend more time with my family. I don't want to go into an office and travel and commute. So things are changing in the world, and people are starting to realize these new ways of doing things. And that's why I think the self-mastery and the body mastery really becomes prominent. If you've done that work, you can change with the times that's coming too. You don't get scared if something happens. You can just adapt. Okay, now no one is going out. Everyone is online, right? I changed my business to online. And we're a living example of that. We came to Chiang Mai with one idea. It didn't work out. We did something else and people said, oh, I want to work with you. Yeah, we have nowhere to live. And Sarah's like, we need somewhere to live so we can receive clients. Okay.
Also somewhere to sleep.
Somewhere to sleep, yeah. Somewhere
but
to
always do... business first, right?
Yeah. So we're kind of a living example. We built a business and it was going great. And then, you know, world closed down. We had to go online. So when you're putting your practice first, you can adapt to the changes too. You don't freak out when things happen. You're just like, okay, this is where I'm going. Scenario has changed. I put on a raincoat. I put on my boots. And I continue to go forward.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to be said about doing. So there's a saying like doing doing things right or doing the right thing. So you can be doing many things right, but the feeling of doing the right thing with minimal effort for maximum results is a very, very particular feeling, because you become so effective and it costs you no energy. And this is the phenomena. It's the ability to know the truth, to know the right thing to do, to be what I say, like the way that I lead. It's like I feel like I'm on the edge of creation. I'm just standing into the absolute unknown. I feel like I'm the captain of the ship. I'm just looking into the dark and I'm not afraid. It's not like, oh my God, are we going to hit something? What's coming? It's like, wow, the future is coming and it's here and I'm watching it unfold and I'm sensing every little, it's like I can smell in the wind what's coming. And if there's something that is a little bit negative that hits us, I can turn it into the teaching in seconds. It's like, this is the information. And then we adapt. We take the information of the change that is coming. We adapt super quickly. And then the change just flies by because we were able to adapt even before something happened. And that is the ability to lead from the body and without fear. And knowing when to wait, when to invest, when to move, when to activate, when to step back. It's like it's a navigation skill, which is extremely fun to work with when you, I mean, I highly recommend to work through a lot of fear because that's really beneficial. But I mean, it is those things. It's like I have to, if I'm going to lead this ship, if I believe that I'm going to, I mean, how different do you think our journey is going to be if I believe in my heart, in my soul, in my knowing that we're going to succeed? What am I projecting? What am I sending out? What am I, what kind of, you know, energetical beacon am I as the captain of this ship, compared to someone who's afraid and not afraid of, or afraid of making mistakes, or, you know, thinking that they are not good enough and all of this.
Yeah. Sarah, did I see that you were reading the 4-hour work week? Was that something, was that you that were reading that recently?
Yeah.
And so I really like in that book what he says about the 4-hour work week, that it's not about really the hours that you work a week, but it's about the timing. It's doing the right thing at the right time and knowing what that is. So being able to discern in the moment, what is the thing that I should be doing right now? Yeah. And if I'm really going to work 4 hours on my business this week, what is the most impactful thing I can possibly do with those 4 hours? And it's not checking the email and it's not, you know, responding to a call, but it's that vision and that messaging, that thing that keeps the ship floating. So as the captain, that you have to analyze the situation in that moment and guide the ship in the right direction at that time. And it may be a different direction next week and the week after. It's always going to shift and change. So you have to be the master of yourself so that you can master that ship.
Yeah. And I mean, there's many times with situations where I feel like I'm holding something energetically. It feels like I'm driving something in very high speed and that I need to have so much precision, because it's like I need to fit this thing into this thing, and we're going light speed and there's so many moving parts, anything can happen, and there's just winds flowing from all kinds of spaces. I'm navigating all kinds of people's energies that are all over the place, and I'm just like, this is going to work. I need to hold this now, just steady, 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 like holding the void, holding the uncertainty, trusting the vision, trusting everything. And just, it's like, and you just make that turn and boom, and it just fits, you know, when you just hit it. And that's when I can feel like, wow, it's all up to my ability to hold this. To hold this vision, to hold the uncertainty, to not sway, to not be, to not backing down due to fear or uncertainty or what other people think or whatever. Because all of a sudden, everything is going fine. And then all of a sudden, something happens. And then you just get flooded by someone else's energy or another energy that just brings in uncertainty and fear, and like, no, 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 like keeping my center. What is my truth? What is my truth? What is my knowing? And that's how I've been doing it for a very long time. And it's very rewarding and it's a lot of fun, but it's also, it's for me, it's the perfect tool for personal growth.
And I think that's really where mentors and coaches come in, right? Because you can spend a long time trying to figure this out. It's almost like there was a reel going around a couple of years ago. There was someone trying to learn how to surf, and then you see someone comes in.
Oh, yeah, that's mentor, beautiful.
And then the just lift girl. Them up.
Yeah.
And they give them the few little pointers, adjustments. Yeah. And then they sit back and they're just flying, you know, just like going super fast. And that's really how it looked like when you have mentors and coaches that are masterful of what they do. It gets you going faster, you make less mistake, more sustainable, and you're really taking part of that energy. You take part of knowledge, but you take part of motivation, you take part of that energy, all that practice they put in themselves, they imbue that into you, so you really get those wins into your sails. So that's why we keep on reinvesting into coaches, yeah, and trainings and so on, because it goes straight back into whatever you're doing. It's the best thing you can invest in that we personally do. So we're a living example of that as well. When you invest in that, when you focus on that, it's not just that you go faster, you also go further. You know, it's like that African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, you go together, you go in a group, and then you can go very, very far. So speed might not even be a factor, but if you really want to come somewhere, you usually need to come together and have a community and have a few different people that support you on this journey, that knows what they're doing, not just go, you know, that's good too. You know, people are positive, but people that can actually give you tangible advices and that can also mirror you and say, hey, I think you need to sit this one out. I think you need to take a step back, right? Because you're going a little bit too deep into this, or you're pushing too much. Maybe the energy is not allowing you to go in this direction. Maybe just change, do something else.
No, that's when you come from the mind. If you come from the body always knows where to go and what direction to go. And the thing is that everyone has resources. That's the energetics. Like, your resources are your energetics. And what do you choose to do with that energetics? It's like, where, this is classic, like the five people you spend time with, that's like the average of who you are and all of those things. And that's like 1,000% true. But it's like, who you are is a result of the sum of all your resources, of what you consume. It's like, what food do you consume? What energy you consume? What people do you consume? What media do you consume? What art do you consume? What style do you consume? What are you representing? What are your values? What do you believe? It's like what you consume is what you will become more of. And if you're not happy with where you are at, you need to spend your resources into a frequency that you want more of. There's another reel that is trending, and it's the, I see it with many different captions, but it's the, you have a glass of, I don't know what it is, it's Coca-Cola or coffee, but it's like, then you pull water in it, and it takes time for it to dilute, but eventually it becomes clear. So it's not so much about what you do with a glass of sewage that you have. It's like, what do you put in it? And the resources that you have, time, people, money, like what you watch, what you consume, what you read, what you choose to study, what you do with your free time, you know, all of this is, it's a, your result is a sum of all of that. So if you choose what to pour in, that's going to make the whole difference. And if you put in a little bit, then you're going to have a little bit of change. If you put in all of it, then you're going to have a lot of change. That's why we choose to reinvest everything that we have in our own, process and evolution, because that's how we get the best results, both on our health, on our, you know, relationship, on our success, in our community, in the people we attract, in the clients we attract, with the results that we get. It's like everything becomes better, everything. And then it becomes very difficult for us to spend anything on anything else, because it just doesn't, I mean, of course, it's not like you can't, it's not about being rigid, because it's all about having fun and enjoying life and doing. So it's not about being 1000% disciplined. It's about being in harmony and spending time with the people you love, so that you can fill up your own cup. Because what energy am I showing up from? Do I come from a state of lack? And like, if it's only discipline and I'm only doing like the boring things, the things that I should read this book, I should study this, then you show up from a place where you're not enough, you need to do more, I don't have any joy, it's all about performance, and then you're going to attract that energy. And that's not the energy you want to attract. So you, it's like when the cracking the code is like actually living a fulfilled life. To be in your full expression is to live life on your terms. And the more you can do that, and the less you start the less you people please, and the more you stand in your own truth, the more the birds of a feather flock together, like you will activate. So it's all interconnected. And it's not about doing more and being more stressed and being more uncomfortable. It's like, it's the opposite. Of course, we need to move through some of the heavy things and kind of deal and face with ourselves. But the point is not to live in a new world where you just have new things that you need to do. It's about creating a life where you actually have an abundance of time, energy, money, care, love, happiness, joy, so you can share that effortlessly with someone else. And then that becomes a self multiplier. Like you gotta turn the thing around, which can be a little bit like a little bit of work. But once you turn it around, then things start to fly by itself. It's incredible to watch. Then you do what we did with Mark. It's like, or I mean, I've done it 10 times now. It's like I sell an offer that I haven't even, it's not even launched yet, because I have the ability to know what I need to create. And then the person who wants it is already there. I didn't even know it. But when you're so in tune, that's what happens. And then things just flow, and you work with soul aligned people, and you really, really have an ability to make a change in the world, because things go fast. Once you hit the alignment, things start to go very, very, very fast. And then your nervous system have to be aligned, because then things can start to be really uncomfortable, you know, when things start to move fast, like, whoa, 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 you know? So how can you, are you able to navigate in full speed? I mean, that's why it takes a certain people to drive the Formula One cars. You know, not everyone can drive those because they are primed to drive those cars. So if you want your life and your success to come fast, you got to learn to drive your own car fast. You know, it's not just something that you, like Simba said, like with people who have success overnight.
One thing that you said earlier, Sarah, about, you know, there's a formula to this, right? And so if you want business mastery, self-mastery, body mastery, the formula that we kind of look at is that if you want to change your lifestyle or change your habits, habits aren't built overnight. And so we have to kind of backtrack. Where did habits come from? Habits come from actions. Actions come from thoughts. So if the thought is the originator of the whole thing, how you think has a tremendous impact on what you're able to do, what you're able to hold. And what you think about yourself is directly related to your nervous system. So this is where Simba's body mastery really comes in to help people relax the body, so that when the body is relaxed, then the thoughts can, you know, appear more readily available without interference. And it's usually just a generally happier place in your body when you're relaxed. So your thoughts are naturally better, which leads to better actions that you can take. Those repeated actions turn into lifestyle habits for success. So there really is, you know, steps that you can take to start to realize this process for yourself.
Yeah. And so what we are creating, because we started with living with the spirit, that's our first baby that was born, you know, 7 years ago or whatnot. And we really dove into this super deep to kind of crack the code of the somatic work, the nervous system work, the shadow integration and the energetics to kind of, so we know how to regulate the nervous system. We know how to work through anything that is in the tissues. We know how to integrate the shadows. We know how to demount the belief systems. We know how to work with the energetics. So now we know that, okay, whatever you have that stands in your way of whatever you want to accomplish, we know how to deal with that. So then when that was solved, then Simba kind of matured into his teacher role, which he's been, you know, born to do. So starting the academy, because now we come to a point where people want to learn how to do this. They want to learn how to, of course, they want to learn how to dissolve any kind of blockage that stands in your way for, I don't know, success, relationship, business, love, physical expression, whatever. And then to create the academy to really train people how to do this. And Mark is doing the self-mastery, because that's the foundation of your own practice. Like the foundation of your own practice, how to implement that in your life, and like how to implement a lifestyle that will, you know, dilute the jar of whatever is black, like how you transform and alchemize your lifestyle into something that you want. And then I work with the entrepreneurs and the business aspect, because we want the people in our trainings to be successful. So it's like it's like a parallel line of the human, the personal, the person and the lifestyle and our human experience, and how is our life? Are we enjoying life? That's like one process, one progress, one evolution. And then you have the entrepreneurship that is like your vehicle to success and freedom, that is directly correlated with your ability to transcend. Then your success will transcend, you know, incrementally with how you rise. And then, yeah, so you can join us at any level and figure out what is needed for what's your next step. You know, we're all on different paths, on different steps, on different levels, and we just tune in where we're at, so to speak. So we all have multiple things going on. Mark is launching his brand with his self-mastery, and I mean, you have different group things going on. You have TRE for men. You have your one-on-one where you go deeper and really unlock where you might get stuck to the next level and things like that. So you have your whole suite set up soon to really support and help people. Yeah. And Simba is going light speed out in the innovation of TRE and really putting it on the map and showing, I mean, just the somatic deep sessions that we have is like, how do you open up your body and use, I mean, you say that TRE is being used as a kick bike, but it really is a spaceship. I would say that that's the same thing with the human body. It's like we use it as a kick bike, but it's really a spaceship. And Simba is the mechanic that you want to be, you know, the vision is that you drive in your Formula One car. And when you go into that pit stop, you want Simba to be the guy who's in charge of the team, because then you can do anything with this thing, you know, this physical, emotional and spiritual body. And when you start to really understand how things are connected, that's when you just shift it and you level up. And then Simba is that person who knows how everything is connected. And I mean, TRE is one of our absolute main practices that integrates everything else and that really goes deep and, you know, unlocks anything that it's like any disbelief that you ever had, any imprint that you haven't had, anything that is not your truth will kind of get, you know, touched upon. And then if you really want to take, if you want to take that car and really drive it fast, then you jump on with me and we will drive fast. And then I will see exactly what happens with you. And I say, okay, there's a belief system. That's where you hold yourself back. You need this structure. You need to change this. You need to do this. And then I have you guys as my team in everything that I do. So it's like with me, you drive and you learn at the same time. It's like jumping into the race car and ready or not, here we go.
Ready, fire, aim.
Ready, fire, aim. Yeah. Thoughts, questions, complaints?
Complaints.
No, I agree. I was just laughing. I used the exact same analogy. Some people use the body like...
We used to do that back in the days. Yeah. But we didn't use a Formula One car. We were talking about lower levels back then.
But it ties back to the first question you asked me too. How is it connected? Body, mastery, nervous system and everything. Like if you use your body as a kick bike, it can only go so far. If you treat it like a spaceship, obviously you can go further. And that's the energy work. That's the personal work. That's what we teach. That's what we live. That's what we breathe here. So, you know, that's really the essence of what we do and what we love to provide for others and for ourselves.
Yep. Yeah, it's all about, I mean, that's what stands out with us, I think. It's the devotion and the fact that we reinvest everything. There's a very few things that we, energy or resources that we waste on things that are not bringing us forward. But that's, I mean, we all go in different speeds, but we are here. I just know that I'm here to lead. And that's just, I need to surrender to that and just understand that that's just my path. I have no, that's how it is. I'm just going to see how fast I can take this car and drive it and see how well I can operate it and how good of a driver I can become and, you know, find my personal truth, express it with no holding back, no playing small, just believing myself, trusting myself. It's all about the energetics. And just to create the life that I know I want to live and to help as many people as I can during my time on this planet. That's it.
A wonderful message.
Okay, final thoughts?
Yeah, I think that this is a possibility for everyone. And no matter where you are and what stage, there's a next step for you. There's always the next step. And whether that's 10 steps or 5 steps or 1 step, there's always a place for you to jump into those steps. And it really is, like we mentioned earlier, about this 80% energetics. That doesn't apply just to the top. That applies to the step you're on right now.
Yeah.
So how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your body, how you feel about your situation, what is the current state of your nervous system? 80% of that's going to determine your reality.
Yeah. And if you want to work with me on business mastery, business energetics, authentic expression, messaging, and working less, holding more, I'm launching my Stellar Mastermind in October. It's going to be a group container, a mastermind, 5 months together with me as the captain of the ship. And I'm going to take you on an extraordinary journey into the combination of business mastery and all of the things that we've spoken about today. And it's going to be a very, very interesting journey. So it's for conscious entrepreneurs and self-healing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to find that truth and to kind of speed up the car and learning to navigate from a different space and finding out how I do things. It's like I will teach the 20%, the structures of how I set everything up, and then we will work on your individual plans. And of course, there's the energetics, it's the life coaching, it's the shadow integration, it's all of those things. And we do it as a group, as a team, and that's a very, very, very powerful journey. And we will do my very, very highly appreciated workshop series on authentic expression and messaging. So there's going to be a lot of this. So it's people traveling together, their own journeys, but within the same structures. So learning and growing together and amping up the speed and having fun together. So Stellar, if you want any information about that, you can go to either my Linktree or you can just DM me and we can chat about it if you have any questions or thoughts or comments. All right. Anything else?
That covers it.
That covers it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
See you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.